This week is Republican Scott Brown's first full week of work in Washington as the state's newest U.S. senator. The Senate calendar is busy. There could be debate on the president's new jobs plan, and at least one controversial Obama administration nominee is up for a vote. To help him get up to speed, Brown is assembling his staff and has plenty of people to pick from, as they are much desired positions. WBUR's Monica Brady Meyerov this morning reports on that and on what his choices might say about Senator Brown's priorities.
The new senator's high profile has made a position on his staff the hottest ticket in town.
Senator Brown is an absolute rock star in this town right now.
Brandon Arnold is director of government affairs at the Libertarian Cato Institute.
Senator Brown has a tremendous amount of influence right now in Washington, D.C., and I think a lot of people would like to be part of his staff just because he's going to be the center of so much attention on the Republican and Democratic side.
Brown probably has thousands of resumes to choose from, says Brian Darling, director of Senate relations for the conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation. Many of them are Massachusetts Republicans.
One of the unique things about Scott Brown is you pretty much have every Republican in Washington, D.C. wanting to work for him because they've never had an opportunity to work for a Republican senator from their home state.
The top job is already filled. Brown selected Stephen Schrage of the Center for Strategic and International Studies as his chief of staff. Schrage is a Harvard MBA who grew up in a military family. Arnold says the choice reflects Brown's priorities.
To bring in a chief of staff, somebody who has both defense and military policy experience, certainly points in the direction that Senator Brown has stated before, that he wants to work on armed services issues, veterans issues.
Schrage was foreign policy and trade director for Mitt Romney during his presidential campaign. Brown's new director of communications, Gail Gitcho, also worked on Romney's campaign. Most recently, she was head of communications for the Republican National Committee. Leaving that influential job for a junior senator's office might not be a typical career path, but this isn't a typical senator, says Darling of the Heritage Foundation.
I think what people are looking at is the excitement of working for just a figure that's looked upon nationally as an emerging Republican leader.
Brown's early selections complement what he brings to the table, says Marty Linsky of Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Brown knows Massachusetts, and his early staff picks know Washington.
These are both pretty experienced people. They're not neophytes. And I think he was looking for people who had experience as Republican operatives, knew the role that he was casting for, had some feel for the context.
Brown has also reached out to a few of the late Senator Ted Kennedy's staff members. Most are retiring or moving to other jobs, but one caseworker on immigration issues accepted Brown's offer to join his staff. Brown has repeatedly said he wants to be a Scott Brown Republican. His staff choices will be one indicator of what he means by that. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady Meyerov.